It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Classical music isn't always viewed as being an accessible musical genre, but there's a new push here in Michigan to bring the art form to new audiences. We're joined today by Rick Robinson, a bassist, arranger, composer, and the artistic director of Cut Time. We're also joined by violinist and Grammy Award-winning conductor John McLaughlin Williams. Rick, John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jen.
Nice to be here.
We're here in Studio East, and it's been such a pleasure to listen to both of you play today as you've been warming up and playing some songs for us. Now, you're both involved with Classical Revolution Detroit. Tell me about that.
Well, Classical Revolution is I wouldn't call it an attempt. It is a movement. It's a movement to remove the remove between classical music and its audience. If you think about it, we go to a concert to hear a symphony orchestra or a soloist. The people are on stage and the people are in the audience. For those who are accustomed to this experience, this is an everyday thing. It's not a big deal. But there are some people for whom the idea of actually going into a hall and sitting down and sitting still and listening to someone play, it can be a little off-putting. It seems like, oh, I don't know enough, or it's all so distant. Well, literally, we're closing this distance through Classical Revolution Detroit by bringing the music to small clubs, playing the same music we would play in a concert hall, just the way a blues band might play at a blues club.
And what's the reception been like so far?
It's just always terrific. You know, so many people come up and say, I never really listened to music like this before or seen instruments up close. You know, this is really fantastic. When's the next one? You know, I'm sure there are some objections, but people who have objections just usually leave.
What would people object to? Is it just not connecting with the music? That sounds odd to me.
Probably not feeling it, not finding the beat, not hearing lyrics. You know, I mean, we live in a song form country.
Sometimes the absence of a drum kit is enough to put off people.
Huh. Right. So the context, without the lyrics, the context can't be set during the music. So try to introduce pieces, you know, what I like to play about it, what it might be about, you know, not in any kind of academic way, but in a personal way.
Mm. Now, you're both African American men. I want to know what brought you to classical music.
Hmm. Well, I, for one, grew up in a very musical family. In fact, it went back 5 generations to the March King of Augusta, Georgia. And I'd love to have my mother tell you that story because I can't keep it all straight. But through her mother and her mother's mother kept music through the family. So growing up, my mother, when she came home from work, would play piano and sing her way through the Messiah and play Rachmaninoff and Chopin and Beethoven. It was always around. And then my older brother and sister played violin and cello before me and loved playing with their friends at school. And they kept doing it throughout their careers, even though they went off into different areas.
What about you, John?
Well, my parents also played piano quite a lot. They were trained fairly well. They weren't professional musicians, but if you think about it, there's always been a tradition, and even in the black community going back decades, that there was a piano in the house, and that anyone that's striving for something akin to a middle-class status had some music lessons, and that's how my parents and grandparents even were raised. So my parents played piano. They tried to teach me, but I was not really interested in playing kiddie music. So I waited until I was about 9 years old in the public schools of Washington, D.C., and they had a string program, and they brought out some violins and cellos, and I took a violin, and for some reason that stuck. So I kept at it, and here I am now.
What is it about classical music as a genre that you connect to, as opposed to, say, jazz or another musical form?
I think it's a lot more adventurous in that it wanders off into so many different keys, and there's so much counterpoint, you know, especially with the orchestra instruments drop in and out. It makes a partner with silence as part of it, so it tends to allow you to exercise imaginary demons, you know, use your imagination and find resolution and peace and empowerment and anger, whatever you want to hear into it.
John, what about you?
Well, extrapolating upon what Rick says, classical music is really a canvas for big ideas. There is a capability in this music for large narrative, and this is one reason why people who love classical music really love it. As he says, it involves silence, there's a time frame involved, but also there's an endless variety of timbre that acoustic instruments are capable of that you just don't get with the electric instruments. And in the hands of a skilled composer, the colors that can emanate from an orchestra can change virtually in 1 second, from bright, bright yellow orange to something as dark as night. The capabilities of this music to display the extremes of emotion are really limitless, and I think it's that capability which can draw pretty much anyone in who's willing to give it the time.
Now, one of the songs you played today, Rick, was a song you wrote for your father. Can you tell us about that song?
That's right. He passed away suddenly a year and a half ago, and instantly I heard this theme in my head, this painful music, and the next day I got it down, and 2 days later I finished a work that I call First Grief.
When you had the finished piece in front of you and you had a chance to really look at what you'd written, did it provide a catharsis for you?
Oh my God, did it. I mean, the piece sprang from the doctor telling my sister and I in the hospital that there was nothing that they can do. And, you know, it was a hard few minutes to get through. And but in order to leave that room, you know, we had to start letting go right away. And that's the story that I believe came out in the music very beautifully. In fact, I think it's the best piece I've ever written. And my father gave that to me, among many, many, many other gifts that he gave us. I think genuine experience being reflected in music is what classical music is about. You know, even if Symphony Number 3 doesn't tell you much about what the composer was thinking, but it's up to us to find meaning at the same time we create meaning, because that's what our brains do.
Rick, John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.